This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Thousands of protesters are back on the streets of Hong Kong in an unsanctioned march, again calling for the proposed extradition to China bill to be finally killed, for an end to police violence, and for a change in what activists say is a lax police attitude toward thugs who have brutalized demonstrators in past protests. Reporting for VOA, Aaron Hale says Hong Kong police have moved in.
Police are currently using tear gas in Yuen-Long to try to break up protests and push protesters back off of main streets. There's several areas around the district that are hotspots. In one, protesters did clash with police with their umbrellas and with batons. But right now they're trying to clear everyone out of the area. And yeah, they have continuously been firing tear gas, but protesters are pushing back with barricades and with other defensive tactics.
Bottom line, at this point, there is no sign that protesters are ready to end their demonstration. And so, once again, this weekend, the Chinese autonomous territory of Hong Kong is the scene of chaos in the streets. A balcony collapsed overnight inside a South Korean nightclub in the town where the World Swimming Championships are being held, Gwangju. Two South Korean men were killed. 16 people were injured, including 8 athletes. They included 3 Americans, 2 from New Zealand, 1 each from the Netherlands, Italy, and Brazil. Officials say at least one of the nightclub's owners and club staff had been detained for questioning about possible illegal renovations at the site. In the Philippines, disaster officials say 2 earthquakes have shaken the province of Batanes, killing at least 8 people, injuring 60. Authorities say the 5.4 and 5.9 magnitude tremors struck early today, within hours of each other. There have been several aftershocks. Batanes is a group of sparsely populated islands in the Luzon Strait in the northern Philippines. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and Guatemala have signed a so-called safe third country agreement. It requires migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the United States to apply for protections in Guatemala. VOA's Steve Herman has a report.
With President Donald Trump looking on, the agreement was signed by Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan and Guatemalan Interior Minister Enrique Degenhart. Trump was asked by VOA News what was the breakthrough that led to the agreement after threats of retaliation by the U.S. president.
We just get along, and they're doing what we've asked them to do, and I think it's going to be a great thing for Guatemala. They don't want these problems either.
The path to implementation of the plan is unclear. Guatemala's constitutional court has ruled that any such agreement, which is widely criticized in that country, will require legislative approval. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court has handed President Trump a victory, ruling his administration can legally redirect $2.5 billion in Defense Department money to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The Supreme Court announced the White House can go forward with plans to use military funds for the wall, and it will lift a freeze on $2.5 billion that was put in place by a lower court in May. This ruling means the Trump administration can tap the funds and begin work on 4 contracts that it's already awarded. 4 of the court's liberal justices were against the start of construction, set to begin to replace existing sections of barrier in Arizona, California, and New Mexico with more robust fencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Even though U.S. consumers were spending money freely last quarter, the economy slowed down. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reports from the White House.
The economy grew at a 2.1% annual rate from April to June, down a full point from the first quarter, due in part to a growing trade deficit. Most analysts think it could slow through the rest of the year, and the Fed's expected to cut interest rates next week for the first time in a decade. President Trump and top White House economist Larry Kudlow have been touting 3% growth and are blaming Fed rate hikes for slower growth.
In some sense, it's a miracle we've done as well as we've done.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blames what she calls the president's tax cut scam.
It hasn't produced the revenue.
Analysts say the tax cut's benefits are largely played out. Sagar Mirghani at the White House.
More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.